You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Bongani Mingwa.
702 Afternoon Drive, 3 to 6.
All right, to the USA we now go, because on Friday, hundreds of marchers descended on the University of Virginia, carrying torches and yelling slogans, White Lives Matter and Blood and Soil. The protests, of course, turned violent. This was in Charlottesville on Saturday, as white supremacists clashed with counter-demonstrators and a car plowed into a crowd of anti-racist and anti-fascist demonstrators. The crowd was under the Unite the Right rally, and they planned to protest against the removal of the statue of the Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Joining us on the line is the national politics correspondent for Newsweek magazine, Nina Burley, who's in Croatia. So there's a bit of a delay on the line. But Nina, this has been described as one of the largest white supremacist events in recent U.S. history.
Yes, that's true.
What went wrong?
Well, what went wrong in terms of them being allowed to march there, or what went wrong in our society? What are you asking?
Well, set the scene, because, you know, this was, as I said in the introduction, a protest initially against, at least supposedly against, the removal of the statue of Robert E. Lee. But of course, with counter protesters, it soon went chaotic.
That's true. I mean, apparently these organizations, these groups, these individuals who are really, we can only say that they're white racists. They're anti-Semitic, and they are really in the kind of Nazi tradition, and they're misogynistic, they're white racists, and they're anti-Semitic. They have been out there simmering in their own little subgroups for a long time in the United States. We've always had them with us, apparently. But what's happened is we now have the internet that links them, and we have a president who unfortunately has refused to repudiate them, and repudiate them in a way that puts them back in their hole. So what they did was they planned a tiki torch march. They arrived at the Charlottesville site, as you pointed out. They were the city council was getting ready to remove a statue commemorating Robert E. Lee, who was the leader of the Confederate Army, the defeated Confederate Army, the leader of the South in the Civil War. And they approached. They arrived, and the opposition, the left, the anti-fascists, who are actually quite violent themselves. They call them the Black Bloc. I first saw them in action at the inauguration in Washington. They set cars on fire, and they've done things like punch the Nazi leader Richard Spencer in the face on YouTube. You can look it up. So these two groups, it was a planned march, and these two sides clashed. What went wrong? There a lot of things are going wrong here, but what went wrong in Charlottesville, I think it doesn't sound like the policing was adequate. But if you look at the pictures, I wasn't there. As you said, I'm out of the country. But if you look at the pictures of what was going on, you know, the United States has very liberal gun laws, and there are all of these private militias out there that are armed with military-grade tactical weapons, not just hunting weapons. But, you know, we are an extremely armed nation, and those people showed up in camo and armed with very dangerous all weapons are dangerous, but military tactical weapons. They showed up there in formation, and I think the police in Charlottesville weren't prepared to deal with that. So, those militia are aligned with this, we only call it a racist movement in the United States. They're aligned with them. So, the police did not jump in. And then of course the governor of Virginia, called in the National Guard, and they called off the march and things, as people were retreating, that young man drove his car into the crowd and killed one woman and injured 19. So, you know, it's very sad. This is a city that was founded by one of the founders of the United States of America, Thomas Jefferson. And he, you know, it's very sad to see that happening on the university that he founded.
Nina, I'm going to play a clip of the response of U.S. President Donald Trump, and we can then unpack how it was received. Have a listen.
All of us there in the NEC have our smallanyana scale.
But we're closely following the terrible events unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides. It's been going on for a long time in our country.
Apologies for the wrong clip there at the beginning there, Nina. But Donald Trump, of course, called this bigotry. But he said that this was an egregious display of violence on many sides, not calling it directly as a racist incident provoked by white supremacy.
That's correct. And hearing him say that again is... listening to it again is very disturbing. It is not very presidential of him to equivocate on this, but it is not surprising because he has been what we call dog whistling to these people for a long time. And to say that it's, you know, further in the speech or in the remarks, he then said something like, this is not Trump, this isn't Obama. But what he was doing there was then equivocating between making an equivalent argument, moral argument between these white racists who come out there and, you know, motivated by hatred, well-armed people who are out there for violence, advocating violence against brown people, against women, against Jews, and making an equivalence between that and people who maybe were benefited by or thought to have benefited by having a black president. So what you're seeing here is the reaction that of these people who have been simmering with rage for years when they had a brown president in the United States. And that's why he can say, well, it wasn't Obama, it wasn't me, because he's dog whistling to these people who have been sitting there for 8 years under Obama, simmering with rage because they did not want a brown president.
Nina Burley on the line there.
And this is what you're seeing is the eruption.
Nina, thank you very much for that analysis. Nina Burley there on the line from Croatia. She's the national politics correspondent for Newsweek. Someone tweeted, and I retweeted this at the weekend, that it used to be that in the States, members of the KKK used to wear hoods to cover their faces. But in Trump's America, they don't mind being seen. They don't mind being open. And that gives you a picture of just how explosive race relations in the U.S. have become.